الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء المرسلين وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. أما بعد، فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتاب الحكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إنا شانئك هو الأبتر. برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز ان اسلام، السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اکارڈنگ ٹو سم قرآن کمنٹریز، وین دا قریش سیڈ دیٹ دا پروفٹ ہیڈ نو آف اسپرنگ، دی چیپٹر آف الکوثر واز ریویلڈ. انڈیڈ وی ہیو گیون یو ابنڈنس، سو پرے ٹو یور لارڈ اینڈ سیکریفائز. انڈیڈ اٹ از یور اینیمی ہو از ود آؤٹ پاسٹریٹی. The salvation was given against the backdrop of the pronouncement by some mushrikeen that the prophet was cut off from male children after the death of his son Al-Qasim. Hence it is clear that the abundant good Al-Kawthar was pointing to the abundant offspring which the prophet would have through his daughter Fatima, and this was a reply to those people and their effort to weaken the Prophet's spirit. We cannot mention the Messenger of Allah without mentioning her, because the Prophet of Muhammad would not have been everlasting without her. Hazrat Zahra had a unique position even amongst Ahlul Bayt, being the only daughter of the Prophet to be chosen by Allah among the infallible, the only one linking prophethood to Imama, and the one who suffered terrible, unexpected injustice. When we remember her, we remember the message and her role, and remember Islam and the dynamic issue in which Fatima was a central figure. Among the most important titles with which the Fatima was bestowed was narrated in the famous hadith from the Prophet, peace be upon him: Fatima, Sayyidatul Nisa Ahl al-Jannah, the doyen of the women of paradise. Fatima, Sayyidatul Nisa al-Alameen, the doyen of the women of the world. Fatima, Sayyidatul Nisa al-Mu'mineen, the doyen of believing women. Fatima, Sayyidatul Nisa al-Haiz al-Ummah, the doyen of the women of the nation. In another word by him, regarding the distinguished position of being the chief of women, he said, Fatima badat minni man aghzabaha aghzabani. Fatima is part of me, whoever makes her angry makes me angry. His words part of me are not intended to mean the material side. Fatima, someone to be a part of Messenger of Allah means that they are related to the Messenger of Allah in a missionary relationship, as if they are part of his body. This means that their mind contains some of their mind of Prophet, their soul contains some of the soul of the Prophet, and their life contains the purity, spirituality, truthfulness and trustworthiness as exhibited by the Prophet, peace be upon him. He adds, whoever makes her angry makes me angry. Man aghzabaha aghzabani. So what is the meaning of whoever makes her angry makes me angry? It means that Fatima is the woman who can never do wrong to anyone in words or in deeds, so that people have the right to hurt her or make her angry. In fact, Fatima becomes angry, no one will have made her angry, because she will have become angry only for Allah. In another narration, the Prophet said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْزَبْ لِغَزَبِ فَاتِمَا وَيَرْضَ لِرْضَاهَا. Surely Allah is angry with what makes Fatima angry and is pleased with what pleases her. We believe that Fatima is infallible, free from all wrongdoing, incorrectness, lack of awareness or forgetfulness, and that she committed no sin whatever is small. The Prophet is perfect example for men, but could not be so for women. For all the verses revealed in Holy Quran for women, Fatima is the perfect model who translated every verse into action. In her lifetime, she was a complete woman being daughter, wife and mother at the same time. She was his product and the spirit inside his body. Fatima was the only woman connecting prophethood and imama and was to link between the two. Hazrat Fatima held the prime place in the relationship between the prophet and other people, including his wives. When she used to enter his house, he would stand up for her, take her hand and kiss it and make her sit in his sitting place. When he used to travel, the last person he would see was Fatima. When he returned from journeying, the first person he would see would be Fatima. Prophet did not accept that Fatima became separated from him even after the marriage. So she lived in the house next to his so that he could enter into her house directly from his. When we present Fatima as a role model, we are not talking about women only. We present her as a role model for both men and women. Even if there was a big role as woman in her life, we know that her life, although short, was full of lessons, teachings, worship and holy struggle. We can say that in spite of all this historical injustice, what has reached us from her and about her is sufficient to give us the highest example and the most complete role model for any Muslim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.